Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Smart daters, welcome back to the podcast. I am so excited to bring to you today a topic that we have not talked about, and that's meditation. Now, before you think, oh boy, eye roll, I can't do this, I'm too hyper, I can't calm my brain down, believe me, I'm right there with you. And that's why I've brought on Mary Meckley, who is beautiful inside and out. She's a certified meditation and yoga teacher. And you guys, she's the creator and the host of the very popular Daily Meditation podcast, which has been downloaded over 200 million times. She also has a meditation app called Sip and Om, where she helps you to create a total meditation lifestyle, including meditating, journaling, tracking, and all of the things. So Mary, without further ado, welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to be here so much, Bella. And I'm very excited to share with everybody. Before you might start to zone out about, oh, meditation, I don't know if that's what I'm cut out for, I want to tell you right away that meditation does not involve sitting down in the lotus position with your eyes closed for half an hour. It doesn't even include sitting for 5 minutes in stillness, especially when you first start. And I would like to share with you a little bit about my journey, how I started meditating.
Please. Oh, tell us. You already got my attention. You had me at hello here. I don't have to sit down even for 5 minutes because, right, I'm a little bit of a whirling dervish.
Well, I am too. And so it started for me when I lived in Japan. I lived in Tokyo. I worked for a company there, Fuji, and I worked in the international program there, the department, and there were 200 people in my section. All of them were male. I was the only foreigner and the only female.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Very homogeneous place.
Very, yes. And I taught intercultural communication. So when they would travel around the world and do presentations, I would help them with their presentations and to prep. So about three times a day, at least twice a day, there were tea ladies. These were the other females that would come in. Two tea ladies would bring carts of green tea and go down the aisles of our different, you know, where all the desks were, and serve green tea. And everybody would push back and close their eyes and just, you know, sip their tea and, you know, just sit. And I remember thinking, well, you know, I don't really need this tea break. I'm just going to push right through and work. And I'm so much more productive. I don't need these little, you know, tea breaks. Well, what I realized after pretty quickly, probably just about a month, I realized, wow, my productivity that I think, you know, I'm being more productive by pushing through and working through these tea breaks, they emerged so much more refreshed and really focused. And it was as if everything came together. And you know, you go through flows and cycles through your day. Your morning, you might be more productive. And then you kind of notice your energy spiral downward. But if you take this pause and you don't even, it's not even necessarily meditation is not zoning out. It's not tapping into something extraordinary. It's really just calming and settling your nervous system down, tuning into your breath, and just refreshing yourself this way. And so that's what they were doing. And so even though they would have their, you know, ebb and flow of energy throughout the day. With these little breaks, they lasted about 10 minutes. They emerged so refreshed. I really feel it was the secret to their success completely. So I started doing it. I didn't sip green tea at the time.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. But I do now. I mean, I started to, and I really loved it. And so I didn't know how to feel still. And I know that the listeners here may be feeling that way too. Like when they sit down, there's this frenetic feeling like, oh my gosh, you know, I feel like I'm just stuck when I'm sitting. I still need to move, or my mind is still moving quickly with all these thoughts. And so what you can do is just start by doing a mindfulness minute. Do a mindfulness minute. If you can do it the same time every day, take your phone and just set your timer. Do 1 minute and just sit still. And you might even have a little treat like your meditation. Of course, you're not checking your phone, or, you know, you're not using it as a time to scroll through your texts or whatever it is. You are simply just sitting down and noticing like, wow, how do I feel? Do I feel a little agitated? Well, what agitated me? And ask yourself a successive questions of why. If you could go 4 or 5 layers deep of why, like, how am I feeling? Why am I feeling this way? What triggered me? What, you know, so you do this, and pretty soon you start to notice yourself settle down, because it's like we're out there in the world, you know, all this stuff happening in the world around us. And that's still with us when we're seated. But if you can tune in by naming your emotional state, what triggered it, maybe you're in a happy emotional state and you're thinking, you know what? I noticed it's because when I walked past this bakery on the way to work, this person in the bakery smiled at me. I didn't even know that person, but just that smile really uplifted me. And that's not something that you would likely notice. You would have gone through your day, and if you hadn't sat in stillness, you wouldn't have really thought about that. So all these little wins throughout the day start to stand out in your mind instead of just the negative thoughts, because our mind, research shows that it's more than 90% of our thoughts are negative each day, and more than 90% of those thoughts are repetitive. So we walk around most days repeating negative thoughts, repetitive negative thoughts. But when
that's insane.
It's insane. It is insane. But you
oh
think about
it. Oh my God, can you believe that?
No. And well, when you sit still, like I said, do your mindfulness minute, and maybe you do this for a week, one mindfulness minute, same time every day. And then you build it in maybe in the morning you wake up and you start your day and just reflect, how am I feeling today? What am I nervous about today? Okay, I'm going to have this situation. Well, what's something I can do to make the situation easier? Even if you can't control the situation, you could say, well, after I go through that, maybe you have a presentation or just something challenging, you could say, well, afterwards, I'm going to reward myself by going for this walk in my favorite park, or calling my best friend, or, you know, watching my favorite movie. Like you begin to tune into yourself and your needs. And that is what you can do if you're sitting here listening, going, you know, I know everybody's doing meditation, but, you know, it's just not my thing. But I'll tell you what, meditation is so similar to fitness or eating well or many other endeavors that you might pursue. And if you think about, maybe you haven't worked out in a long time and you are thinking, okay, I really want to get in shape. And you might go out and run around your block or go to the gym and take a class, and you're just exhausted. You're just fatigued. You're so sore the next day that you don't even want to continue. But if you had broken it down and just maybe walked halfway around your block, not even run, or you just went to the gym and kind of, you know, looked at the classes and observed and noticed what you'd feel better with. And then the next day you go in and try one and just And maybe not, you know, just see if it's for you and just go at a slow pace and say, I'm just going to stay for 15 minutes of this class. And then I'm going to work after a month, I'll be doing the whole class. Well, it's the same with meditation. So you'll notice when you work out, you feel more confident about yourself. You feel stronger. Well, meditation is truly your mental fitness. There's research also shows that, especially with mindfulness-based meditation, there's been a lot of scientific research on mindfulness meditators, that they actually have an ability to, you still experience stress throughout the day, but you recover much faster. So it completely enhances your mental fitness. And in fact, it's considered to improve all areas of your life, your relationships, your fit and your health, your wellness, your mental focus. So you have more energy, clarity, and you have more peace. And one thing I really like to tell people, especially people who are dating, I was telling Bella how the people who listen to my podcast over the years and who are on my meditation app, most of those people who reach out to me, the number one reason why they are meditating is because they're working on themselves, because they're ending a relationship, or they're wanting to find a relationship. Mm. People don't usually just decide, oh, I'm going to meditate because it's the thing to do. Just like with fitness. If you're already kind of trim or you're happy with how you look, maybe you're not in shape, but you don't really feel any pain point, you're not always likely, if you don't have that habit, to work out. Well, it's the same with meditation. If you're not really experiencing, you know, extenuating stress or pain or, you know, anything in your life, you're not really likely to just sit down and want to meditate, you know, for self-care. There's usually a very important reason, and that happens to be for relationships. And what people tell me inevitably, and this is what I noticed immediately when I started my 10-minute little tea breaks, you know, where I was just sitting, I wasn't even closing my eyes for 10 minutes when I was in Japan. You will notice that you become so confident, and it makes sense because you are tuning into yourself. You are feeling grounded. So before you go on a date, maybe you're going on a date, or maybe you're in a relationship and you're having a difficult conversation, or you feel kind of crushed about maybe some issue in the relationship, and you're thinking, wow, you know, is there something wrong with me? Well, when you're meditating, it's like you, when you're nervous, you will notice that you instantly start to ground yourself and tune in. Like, how am I feeling? What is this emotion? Like, what is really triggering this? So if you're on a date, you could say, you begin to do this self-talk. You begin to say, like, I am really worth it. You start to really feel that you're worth it. I am such a great person. I'm worth it. I have so much to offer. I'm so open and excited to meeting this person. Even if this person doesn't work out, it doesn't matter, because this is just a great opportunity to enhance my life, to open myself up to new experiences. And so you don't have that feeling where, like, oh gosh, you know, I just keep going on these dates and they're not really what I'm looking for, or, you know, I really like this person, but they're not, you know, reaching out to me again. Like, what's wrong? You have a much greater perspective on your life and on other people too. And you feel more tuned into other people because you're more tuned into yourself. So you're not really focused on the extraneous. You're focused on a deeper meaning. You're focused on how you're feeling. What is this event even mean? Like, here we are meeting. I'm meeting this person. Isn't that awesome? We are, you know, we're having this amazing chance to meet. You know, there's billions of people in the world, and yet here we are. So this is just a really unique experience to, you know, to spend this time with this person. You'll notice that that person really notices that about you. They feel calmer. They feel connected with you. And that's ultimately what you want. Love you that. Know, of course, there's the chemistry with the physical attraction and all of that. But honestly, and I know you know this, but, you know, men and women are wanting a connection. As long as somebody, you know, has good, you know, good habits and they're, you know, looking their best, you know, if they have this deep, it doesn't even have to be a deep, they just feel grounded and connected. You feel that. That's sexy. That's attractive. And so that's what meditators tell me. That's what they say. They feel like that meditation saved their relationship. Meditation helped them find the person that, and you also begin to attract people who are like that as well.
So what happens if you're meditating, okay? And I'm sure a lot of single people are like, okay, I'm anxious. Dating kind of sucks. I meet all these people that aren't worth my time. Like, how is meditation going to make these dates better, right? I'm swiping. I'm getting on these apps. Like, what do I do? So I'm going to see if I can help. If I can break this down the way you just said it. So if I'm a dater, and this could be you, dear listener, and you find yourself negative, you've got pain points about dating. So instead, if you, Mary, you're saying, if you actually quiet yourself down and mm-hmm. say, okay, Bella, if you're the dater, mm-hmm. what are you really feeling right now? Turn mm-hmm. your attention inward. Mm-hmm. Who am I? What am mm-hmm. I feeling right now? If I'm like, I'm feeling hungry, or I'm feeling nervous, or I'm feeling like I'm never going to find somebody.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to find somebody, and that this is all futile. Like, what are the feelings that come up when you turn your attention inward, right? And now how mm-hmm. do we meditate ourselves through that? Let's say there's no one out there for me. All of these people are just not right for me. And if that's your dating experience, because I know a lot of people listening are going to be like, yeah, that's me. How do I meditate myself out of that?
I think what I've observed, and I've worked with lots of people in looking for relationships and also struggling in their current relationships. And they said that when they started to focus on themselves, when they started to improve themselves and feel better about themselves and make it more about themselves, not who's that person out there, but what is it that I'm about? What do I want? What am I looking for? How do I feel with this person? This person could appear amazing. This person could come across as amazing, but you know, when you really tune into yourself, you develop your intuition. And that is the reason why you feel more confident, because, you know, people are, you know, throwing around the narcissist, you know, word like, oh, you know, I always end up with narcissists. I'm not sure why. Well, when you really tune into yourself and you feel like maybe somebody is appearing, you know, amazing, almost too good to be true, you feel a little bit of uncertainty within yourself. And instead of being so excited that this person might be paying attention to you, who may be the wrong person, you feel, that's nice. It's, you create a narrative in your head, because when you sit in meditation, the first thing that I recommend people do is to calm down. I always recommend people have a straight spine, because when you're hunched over, your mood and your consciousness shifts downward. So when you stand up straight, this is all physiological. We know when you have better posture, you feel better. And if you close your eyes, and when you close your eyes, if you gently elevate them, and in India, of course, it's to the point between your eyebrows, and this is also the prefrontal part of your lobes. This is the part that's activated when you meditate. And this is like the command center of your brain. And when you gently elevate your eyes upward, you instantly feel your thoughts shift upward. You could even just, sometimes when you're feeling discouraged, or maybe you're on that date and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, you could just kind of, you know, close your eyes and just gently shift them upward. Or if you feel uncomfortable closing your eyes doing that, you could simply look upward, just look upward, and you immediately feel a consciousness shift. You could do it now. So if you close your eyes, or even if your eyes are open and you look downward, you feel a drop in your consciousness. If you look outward, with your eyes closed or if they're open, this is your information gathering stage. This is where your mind is really restless. And so to get out of that, if you even want to focus at work or when you're with somebody, if you just gently shift your eyes upward, it takes your thoughts and your whole physiology upward towards your aspirations. And so that's a great way to shift out of a negative mood. These things don't have to be complicated. In fact, they're not complicated at all. And if they are complicated, these are easy things you can do. You can just pretty soon you just begin to train yourself like an athlete.
Yeah.
Where, you know, if you're playing tennis, you hold your arm this way or that way, and that's going to, you know, you're going to hit the ball better. Well, when you have, you know, straight posture, when you're, you know, just elevate your eyes, when you're starting to feel discouraged, when you, not in a forceful way, you know, your eyes are like forcefully looking up, just in a natural way, you feel it within yourself and you begin to train yourself to feel it even more deeply. And another thing to do is, so you and I talked before the interview about like, how can we use these techniques? Because meditation isn't really for the time you're seated meditating. That's important. That's where you're doing kind of your research. Meditation is for the whole rest of your life, how you live your life. So if you could start your day when you wake up in the morning, there's a few times throughout your day when your mind, your consciousness, this is all scientifically studied, by the way, is more open in the morning before the thoughts set in, before you start your day, you're more open and receptive. So this is golden. This is your treasure. This is where you think about how you want to feel throughout the day. And I recommend you repeat an affirmation. An affirmation is not magical thinking. It's a positive statement that helps to focus your thoughts. So one affirmation you could repeat is trust perfect timing. We don't know when that person is going to show up that we want to meet. And that's part of the excitement. Treasure this time. This is not a time of, oh my gosh, I've got to do this. And today's dating scene. Oh my, this is an amazing time to be dating. Imagine dating 50 years ago, even 20 years ago. And you couldn't just have all these dating apps. You didn't have access. And you'd have to rely on like going to these parties or these bars or somebody entered. You'd have to rely on that. Those, you know, all of this works for you to meet someone. But this is an amazing time to meet people. And people are so much more open and more interconnected. People are really exploring how they want to be. They're living their truth right now. And so when you meet someone, you're going to meet such fascinating people who've done a lot of work. I mean, our whole society is doing the work and it can be painful and it, you know, there's friction, but we're doing the work. And that is really exciting. So when you start your day, you could say, I trust perfect timing. I trust perfect timing. And, or you could start your day, I am limitless. I am limitless. There's nothing that can stop me. I am limitless. And think about perhaps someone you know is out there, and you could even visualize this person and just visualize the essence of a person and send them positive thoughts. Like, I am so excited when I get to meet this person, but right now I'm going to enjoy the journey. Because once you get into a relationship, it's not like things are going to be easy, you know? So how you structure your dating is how it's going to evolve into your relationship. So work on yourself, prime yourself, be the athlete of your mental health and your dating experience. So the morning is a good time to do this. The mid-afternoon, at noon, when the sun is at its highest. Again, repeat your affirmation. Check in. Just sit down with your tea, your coffee, your smoothie, whatever. Or maybe walk, you're doing a walk and think about, yeah, how is my day going? You know, just think about this for even 1 minute. What could I do to kind of ease the tension? Or I just can't seem to shake this mood. What would kind of help me right now? You know, and have a reservoir or a tools of things that you could do that would uplift you. You know, again, like really think about this. Like there's a movie I really want to see. Well, you know what? I've had a day that's just been hard for me to feel grounded. So tonight I'm going to watch that movie or that Netflix series or whatever, or I'm going to call my best friend, or I'm going to take a bath with candlelight, whatever it is. Have these things handy that you're going to do. And this is all part of your meditation ritual, because meditation is really just slowing down, giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. That's what all meditation is. The next time is in the evening as you end your day. And this is when you want to review your day in reverse. And when you do this, some of the best meditators in the world, such as Thich Nhat Hanh, who actually passed away last year, but like the Dalai Lama and other people, great entrepreneurs, scientists, have this habit of reviewing their day. They start with the end of the day, and they don't think of like every event throughout the day, but they just think of the things that stand out throughout the day and kind of think, yeah, that was a little bit hard, but you know, I'll lay it to rest, and I'll work on that tomorrow. Or what did I learn from that? Or what could I have done differently? And they do this so that those things don't become heavy, because we have a tendency to just mask or push down those
things. Bury it. Yeah.
Bury it. That's exactly right. And so when you have this habit, these are just small 1 minute things you could do. It will change the course of your life, literally. And that's why meditation is so powerful. Just like if you did a little bit of fitness, a little bit of exercise, ate a little better each day, whatever your goals are, you will notice results. And so meditation is the same way.
You guys, I love this. The meditation is not sitting, like Mary said, in the lotus position. Like, this is the best definition I've heard, is it's slow yourself down and turn your attention inside to your higher self, right? To the, whatever you call it, I call it your higher self, the love in you, the God in you, the universe in you, your guides, and turn your attention. Like, what do I need right now? How am I feeling? What do I really need right now? Do I need that donut? Probably not. What I need is something that's going to bring me joy without getting into the cycle of, I'm going to shove my face with the donut. I'm saying that for a friend. I would never do that. And an hour later, feel like crap because I just let the 3-year-old inside of me hijack my brain, eat the donut, and then have guilt and shame an hour later, because I really didn't need that at that moment. What I needed was something else. I needed something to bring me joy. And the donut could be an instant dopamine flow, but because I know it's not good for me, it's going to lead me to feel badly an hour later because I don't want to be that person.
It's so true. And what you notice is exactly what you brought up, is you notice that you do tune into the best part of who you are, your higher self, because your habits change. Your life really does begin to change, and you still experience stress. It's not as though like, oh, all of a sudden, you know, I don't get stressed anymore. Somebody cuts me off in traffic, I'm just like, hi, you know, no, you might still be angry. You're still going to react, because we all experience the full emotions of the human experience.
As we all should.
Human,
as
we should.
We should. You can't live. You guys, if we didn't have negative emotions, we'd be dead.
It's as though when you meditate, you are able to recover more quickly. You learn lessons instead of just reacting. You begin to learn lessons. And then when you react badly, you're thinking, you have awareness, like, yeah, I felt really awful about how I reacted. You know, I don't, that's not really me. I don't really want to react like that, but you will still react like that another time. But then each time you start to become more refined. It's so similar to moving your body physically, just refining your muscles, you know, tweaking like, oh yeah, you know, maybe you were doing squats and you were doing them wrong. So then you put your back out or your knees out and you're like, oh wow, you know, here I'm doing squat. Those are just not for me. Well, if you learn how to do them and you start practicing, you know, how to do them correctly, you know, you get the results that you want, and you just start to work with yourself. And when you sit down for your minute break, you might think, I don't want to do that. I am just so, my emotions are so elevated at this moment that I just don't want to. But then what you can do is tune into your breath, because your breath is interconnected with your emotional state. So when you tune into your breath, you are able to calm yourself instantly with literally three deep, even breaths. And you, if you're really tense, you would, you know, inhale through your nose, maybe to the count of three or five, whatever feels comfortable for you, because your breath is powerful. So you don't want to really hold your breath for too long. I think it's good to start off like maybe inhale to five, hold your breath for five, and exhale to six. If you could extend your exhale out a little longer than your inhale, that actually strengthens your vasovagal nerve, which is a nerve that's very important to help you manage stress. It runs from your brainstem all the way down through your major organs into your abdominal area. And so your abdominal area is considered your second brain. And this will calm you down instantly. So if you can just inhale, you don't even have to count, and exhale and just draw your exhale out a little bit longer. But you'll start to notice that there are breathing patterns that work well for you. For me, I like to count my breath. I usually inhale for the count of five, hold my breath for five, and then I exhale for about the count of eight. Some people do it to three, you know, and then I do that five times. So whatever your breath is, like, let's say you inhale to three, hold for three, you know, exhale for four or five, and then just do three rounds. You know, just you'll begin to notice patterns that work well for you, and do that. Just tune into your breath. And even if you are inhaling, you could be repeating your affirmation, like trust perfect timing. Things aren't going really well right now. I'm really intense, but I'm going to trust perfect timing. And then exhale and visualize, because you are releasing toxins when you're exhaling, and you're strengthening that, you know, your vasovagal nerve, and that works. Another thing that works well is, of course, sauna or cold water, any kind of heat shock or cold shock therapy. Well, that strengthens the vasovagal nerve as well, but stress, managing stress strengthens it. So your stress can be very good for you. We become stronger through our stress. So if you're going through a lot of stress, know that it's not something that there's something wrong with you. It's just you're going to be using and employing tools that are going to make your life amazing.
I love that. So the goal isn't to be stress-free, sadness-free, fear-free. It's to be able to calm yourself, to navigate through the waves.
That's exactly right. Yes.
Oh, I love that. And, you know, any other gems you want to throw on our audience of daters that are out there feeling the feels on the roller coaster of swiping, messaging, video dates, dating, liking people who don't like them, having people like them who they don't like? Like, do you have any meditations that can help us to be better and to gain confidence?
I do. So
of course you do. That's why, because you have all the answers.
Well, I'll share with you what I know. So this is not necessarily a meditation. I have actually thousands, almost 3,000 meditations on the Daily Meditation Podcast, or you could go on my app for an entire week free and select, you know, I have several confidence meditations or meditations like that, meditation series. Well, one thing that I think is really important, and like I said, these tools I'm sharing with you are actually part of meditation because that's what helps you. It's a synthesis. It helps you to sit and meditate because you start to be able to measure and track. And so if you could journal, and you don't even necessarily have to journal if you're not a journaler, but you could just track, maybe open a note on your phone or have a journal where you write down how you feel after a date and you notice, how did I feel? How did this person make me feel? That way you're not just like, oh, I'm feeling desperate to meet someone and I want to go out this weekend, so I'm just going to like this person. He was okay, you know, or she was okay. Sit down and think, how did this person really make me feel? And then write that down and notice what was it that triggered the person, even your conversation or whatever. Just make some observations, or when you're on the dating app, any interactions or text messages, just write it down. And then you're going to start to notice patterns when you track yourself, because you really don't know how you're doing. We get into our emotional state, but when you can mentally look at, oh yeah, you know what? Actually, I really shouldn't have even gone out with that person, because I could even tell on the, you know, before we met that this wasn't going to go really well. And then when we met, I still kind of felt that way, or, you know, or it validated how I felt. So what you're going to do when you begin to track is you're going to begin to honor yourself, because you're going to know, not only, you know, emotionally, but mentally, you're going to know what works well for you, yeah, what you respond to. And so you're going to start becoming really clear and select better, put out vibes better in your interactions with people. So those people that are not your match are just, you know, it's not a match, but the people who are, you begin to find your people. And most people will say that even like women who, for example, are trying to get pregnant and they're just trying all these things and, you know, nothing's working, and they, you know, pay for in vitro fertilization and all these things. Well, then all of a sudden, when they just kind of begin to relax and accept, like, well, you know, maybe it will happen, maybe not, you know, and they just calm down and take good care of themselves. How many stories have you heard where people get pregnant then naturally, you know? So anytime we honor ourselves and not put so much pressure on ourselves or have this timeline or feel like, oh, you know, we should be meeting this person, why is it taking so long? Or, you know, whatever it may be, just think, you know, this is a neat experience. And give yourself permission to take breaks. Like if yeah, things are just not going well, say, you know what I'm going to do for a month? I'm going to do a quest. I'm going to go on a quest. I'm going to do something I've been wanting to do, like maybe learn to salsa dance or go to every park in your city or whatever it might be. Just pick a little quest, something that you like, just something you want to do. Like, I'm going to eat at every Mexican restaurant in my city, or, you know, ooh, Italian, that sounds, or whatever.
Great.
Yeah, whatever it is, just something fun. And just say, I'm just going to stop and focus on myself, but don't stop and not have something. So you're just have something to fill that and give yourself permission. It's just like, you know, if you really are like an athlete, and this is going to help you honor this journey to feel better about the person when you meet the person. As you go through your relationship, you'll notice the ups and downs when you do meet that person, and you start to apply these same techniques. Like, let's take a break from, you know, things have been a little intense. Let's, you know, take a break and kind of focus on ourselves a little bit, you know, and it really, these are ways to live your life. And that's what meditation really is about.
I love that. It's turning your attention inward and slowing
it is.
Down.
And when you do that, I can't say, like, how do you stop your mind from wandering? How do you feel? How do you get yourself to want to sit down to meditate? You know, those are the biggest questions. Well, you do that by doing these techniques. You do that by how you start your day. You know, your relationship, your dating journey, what your career, whatever you're doing, isn't at the time you're, you know, at your job, at your laptop. It's how you start your day. It's how you're feeling. It's the clear energy and focus you're giving to it, and how you're honoring yourself, and you're, you know, navigating how you feel about the whole process makes you sit in stillness and want to really sit there, because you begin to feel really good with your stillness. You begin to feel stillness. And that's really the only way to become a meditator where you enjoy sitting for maybe even half an hour a day, is when you start your day, the mid part of your day, how you end your day, and you do these techniques. It's really how you live your life. It's not like, you know, you live this, you know, hectic life and then you sit down for your meditation ritual and boom, you're meditating. It doesn't takes a transition.
That.
And that's what the tea breaks in Japan did for me and taught me. These mini tea breaks throughout the day allowed that company to really prosper and come together on projects. And it was really the secret to their success.
Wow.
And it can be for you too, whatever you're doing. Especially the most important thing is your relationships. And what you're doing is so important. So honor this. It's sacred time. This time is truly sacred time for you.
I love this. It's self-awareness and self-evaluation, right?
Yes. Yes.
Right? And when you're journaling, what went well, what didn't go well, and mm-hmm. you're teaching yourself by having quiet time to reflect.
Mm-hmm.
And so meditation almost gets an unfair rap because we think it's, you know, floating in the lotus position. But what you're saying is just be still and be quiet with yourself and say, hey, self, what are you feeling?
Exactly.
What are you doing? You're
exactly.
pretty good. You're pretty limitless. You're pretty amazing.
Yes.
Isn't that a change? Because that negative, crazy person that lives in our brain spews out venom. 90% of our thoughts are negative, right? Mm-hmm. How amazing. And to know that by being still, what we do is we shut the crazy person up. We stop that tape in our heads that says, you're too old. You're never going to find someone. You're not going to get the job you want. You're too old. You should have done that when you were under 30. All of that stuff, that's a weird protective mechanism that just doesn't serve us anymore. Instead, sit quietly and think about, what do I want?
Well, I can also say I live in Florida where there are a lot of retired people. And you mentioned age. So I know that, you know, many people are dating and having amazing relationships. And they, you know, women, like these, they're being sought after not only by, you know, their own age group, but even by younger age groups for the first time because of their seasoned and their, you know, for their wisdom. And, you know, it used to be where, you know, it was kind of stereotypical where like a man would have a really, you know, young wife. Well, these men can't really relate, these older men, to the, you know, TikTok crowd and all of that. So if you're an older woman, I just want to give you hope that you're actually highly in hot demand. I can definitely tell you that where I live.
Well, that's amazing. I love that. So ladies, probably where you live too. And I think the key is sit with yourself and become confident in who you are. Do that self-reflection, right?
Yeah.
So you, start to feel more comfortable in your own skin because you're comfortable being quiet on your own. So many people are terrified of being alone with themselves. The TV is always on. The music is always on. They're always reading something, right? Why? Because we're afraid to be with our own thoughts. Mm-hmm. Because we're afraid. But instead, if you look inside to your higher self, right, which is all love, right? And then you can tune in to what you really want and your own goodness, which will turn off the negative voice. So I think this has been amazing. I'm so glad you came on the show.
Oh, I've loved it. And I'm thrilled. All you do is amazing. Your audience is in great hands. And it's really an honor. And you know, I know that everybody is on their own unique journey and it's all going to work out well.
100%. Smart daters, I hope that you feel like, wow, I got some things that I could really do and I just want to learn to sit with myself. And maybe when you sit with yourself, you're going to say, I need someone. I need something. I need to change something in this process that's not working for me. And if you tune in long enough, you're going to hear what that thing is. And you can ask yourself, what do I want? And when you start to listen to that, what do I want? The answer will become clear to you as to what you need. And then you know what? I would tell you, whatever that is, go do it because you're worth it. You are so worth it. And with that, I wish you a beautiful week of love. Take that time, like Mary said, in the morning to set your affirmation. And you say, what is it? Think, trust perfect timing, right? Trust perfect timing. And at lunch, have your own little ceremony with your smoothie. With your protein shake, whatever the hell it is you're drinking, with your Prosecco, if you're luckier than the rest of us sad sacks over here. And think about, right, wow, what do I really need? What do I want in this moment? And just be still and listen, and you will start to build your confidence. And confidence is super sexy in the dating world. And hell, like Mary says, you might even meet somebody a decade younger than you. So with that, I wish you all the love in the world, all the zhuzh, all the confidence. And until next week, we will see you. And Mary, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.